day. So I threw on the silky and some patent leather ballys. I was looking rather mooky, and my partner Mad Mark cooling in the max. You know the one who's on the hill making crazy tracks. We were driving through Harlem with the sister on. Had a cooler full of mo and it was in the trunk. Proceeding on across 27th Ave, saw a red bone kitty that I wanted to bag. Red and green profile made it a challenge to play. Said, excuse me, what's your name? She said, my name is Sheree. With the mix of a Mac in the game that skipped, I carried on the conversation with a slip of a lip. I extended her a card with my number and name, passed her a piece of paper and she did the same. Received a call from Sheree that following day. As soon as I heard her voice, all I thought about was screwing. I answered very quickly and said, hey, how you doing? Her voice broke down and she started to say, MC Chats, I'm feeling lonely and I'm ready to play. 10 minutes after that, I was on my way. The first date was smooth, I enjoyed it a lot. The more time we spent together, the more she got. I put shoes around her neck, no teeth in her mouth. Damn. Even took her on tour when I went down south. Word. It was all about us, no longer single and solo. I bought her fur coats and shirts by Polo. Liz Claiborne in the best Benetton. Watch selections of Gucci and Louis Vuitton. Damn. It was all in the name of love, that's what I thought. But Sheree was a trick and the trash got caught. But that's not the half, so hold on tight. Gonna tell you about Sheree, cause she's too game tight. Game tight. Cause all the girls are game tight. Most of the girls are game tight. All the girls are game tight. Okay, Saturday night, I called Sheree on the phone, but her answering machine informed me that she wasn't home. I left a message at the end of the beat for her to follow, that I was washing up and getting dressed for the Apollo. Stepped to the show with the bottle of Dawn. When I looked upon the mic, my bass was on. The crowd started bugging as the music played. Out the corner of my eye, I seen Sheree. She was hugging some kid, but it was just too dark. When the lights flashed on him, I saw it was Mark. My first reaction was to just step to him, but then I said, damn, Mark is my partner, he got game, so he took her. I take it as a loss, forget the hooker. Sheree was kinda swift, cause she taught me a lesson.
Yo, man, was you hurt, Trad?
No question, it really doesn't matter.
Sure, you're right.
Please let me finish up the story, cause she's too game tight. Game tight.
Sure, right.
Some of the girls are game tight.
Sure, right.
Most of the girls are game tight.
Sure, right.
All the girls are game tight. The show was finally over, so I followed them out. When they both jumped in the car, it just bugged me out. Ayo, she tried to play the trash, but I was just too swift. Ran to the corner, caught a cab at 124. Told the driver, hurry up, before they get too far. Slapped the yard inside his hand and said, follow that car. It seemed like hours before they finally stopped. Then they both jumped out the car and ran straight in the Marriott. Heading for the desk to rent a room, I couldn't let him. I pulled out my gun, cause I was just about to wet him. Mark must have seen him, cause yo, he hit the floor. Sheree started screaming as she ran to the door. My DJ Fatal pulled up in a Chrysler LeBaron. It was him, my two dancers, and a girl named Sharon. He said,
yo, man, hurry up, man. We late for the show.
I thought, go to jail for her? Hell no. Put my gun in the side. Then I jumped in the ride. He put the pedal to the metal, and we started to slide. Just remember this story. When a girl looks tight, never fall for the game, because they're too game tight. Game tight.